everybody. Well, it's Friday night. Creation Lightship Healing Show. This is a paranormal show event that we're having. So if you have any paranormal situations or questions, please send them to us. Go to the fast chat or CLS questions at Yahoo. The date today is 10-20-2017. Excuse me. 3-10. I don't know if I said that or not, but anyway, it's March 10th, 2017. Let's clear the date. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's release from you a situation or event that you're having difficulties with, anxiety, maybe pain or something. So here we go. Think of it. Put your hand there. Maybe your whole body's having troubles and your hand isn't big enough, but here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you could put your picture up, you know, in front of your monitor screen if you're listening to us via the computer. Just put your picture up in front of the light beam and it'll get healings automatically done to it too as we're talking. So let's bring our co-host on. So, Ann, are you out there tonight? Ready to go? Out of the makeup room and dressing room and the hair room and the voice training room. So I'll turn it over to you.
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm all dolled up. And welcome, everyone. We're happy to have you here on the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That's Ron Amatron. His website is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And, yes, we always love to hear from you on any subject, but especially for tonight. It's Paranormal Friday. And the email to send messages to is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or, as Ron said, you can click on that fast chat button. And, Ron, I just wanted to mention that I certainly find this paranormal today. Today at 5:30 was your weekday entity removal call, which was wonderful and powerful, and there's so much healing goes on during that. And I thought maybe you could just talk about that for a minute. To me, entities are paranormal because they shouldn't be here, right? You there, Ron?
Yep, I got that. So yeah, these are typically, but not always, but typically emotional bodies of people that are no longer living. So if you walk, you know, in a graveyard, it's possible you may get attached or hear voices from these coming out of the graves, or maybe they're on top of the grave telling you not to step on them or leave me alone, don't steal anything. You know, I got rings on it or something, you know, thinking it's going to be a grave robber. But they do attach to you. If they like you, then they may want to be with you for your whole life. And then they bring their addictions to you. And unfortunately, that's what happens. And their personalities come through you. Or maybe you just get like the Incredible Hulk one day and, you know, turn into a monster, you know? So anyway, back to you.
Okay, so I just, you know, wanted to point out what a valuable call that is, an hour of healing on the light ship, and they're focusing on removing all the entities. And also, we have a whole life entity removal clearing, which is actually, I have it on all the time because I really think there's a lot of entities around. Okay, Ron, I'm going to go to an email. Hello. Thank you for the Be Here Now clearing. I feel a lightness back in my step. Some heaviness has been removed. I want to ask you about mediums. If you have beings and loved ones speaking to you in your mind, is that completely false? Same voice you are familiar with. Then she says, ask my heart. Thank you for all you do. Sorry, I almost read the name, which I don't mean to do. So that's it, Ron. So could you talk about mediums and I guess people who may hear? It's kind of connected to the entities, I thought. That's why I thought I'd do this email first.
So it is possible that maybe one of your relatives that are no longer living physically, that emotional body has hopped into you or have come around you wanting to hang out to take your energy, but they normally come in and they can't talk to you in the voice that they had when they lived here because they have the voice, and they can tell you different things. It isn't always, we'll say, completely 100% bad to have them, just that they're taking your energy. Sometimes people call them spirit guides, but that they really aren't going to guide you that much unless they actually step into your body. The few times that they are useful is if you're doing something maybe stupid, we'll say, and they know that it could harm you, or maybe they're time travelers and they see you having an accident and they could come in and say, don't step off of that curb or don't, climb up that high-tension pole wire, where you can get electrocuted or something, and you're just out of it and not realizing that you're doing something that really isn't normal because some other entity is taking you over. So on one hand, they are kind of good. On the other hand, they shouldn't be talking to you at all, and they really shouldn't even be on this planet. So it's two ways to look at it. If you are getting those voices in your head all the time without you requesting them, then they are entering your field, and it'd be like a dark side spell or dark side practitioner. These things are coming at you this way, so they shouldn't be connecting with you. So the ideal thing is not to have them around, and you can do that deceased loved one's emotional body clearing to release them, and then you won't be having them coming to you. Remember, they need your energy, so of course they have to engage with you some way. So by talking with you, then you're communicating back, and at that point, you're connected to them, and they're stealing your life force energy to live. They need energy to live off of. So that's, I guess, the bad thing about it. And they really shouldn't be here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So you, okay. You know, you're right. I guess the email did mean kind of both deceased people and people that might, because she's saying beings and loved ones. I don't know if she meant deceased. If it's deceased loved ones, then you want to do the deceased loved ones clearing. If it's people who are alive and you're hearing their voice, those people could be courting her. Is that correct, Ron? Would that be
court? Yes, it could be, definitely, yes.
And if it's a big problem and someone close to you, she says loved ones, so they are, then it would be good to do the emotional clearing. But I think you meant first the deceased loved ones, right?
Yes, that's correct. And okay. There is an old phrase, which you may not hear any longer, but and it wasn't really that popular, but the phrase is something like, your ears are turning red, somebody must be talking about you. And so that would indicate that somebody is talking about you, maybe some way, and you're energetically corded because as they're talking about you, either they're putting out some type of vibration, good or bad, it's the same thing, and you're picking it up and your ears are turning red. So that's an older phrase that you don't normally hear any longer. And I don't even know when I heard it, maybe 4 years ago or something, but Evan, I mentioned or heard somebody talking about it, and the person said, yeah, my ears do turn red when that happens. So they're probably a very sensitive person. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I think actually if when people talk about your ears turn red, that's kind of a blessing because you know you can clear those people off and clear yourself. So on a couple of shows recently, I think, or at least one fairly recently, you did a sample of the, or well, I don't know if you did a sample of the clearing, but you closed our crown chakras, which you've done quite a bit. And you closed down our chakras to protect us, and also there's the wonderful crown alien courting disconnection from our crown chakras. So a listener wrote in, very interesting about the crown chakra. The Hopi native people, as they were guided to the promised land, were told they must always keep their crown chakra opened, connect to Mother Earth and to God through their crown chakra.
Yeah, that's not too good. That kind of sounded to me, taught that by somebody or something, but that's what happens.
Well, probably a lot of people were taught that, and a lot of religions probably teach it.
Yep. So I can close it again for people. This you can do yourself just by commanding that your body shut this down, because your chakras are in your body. And I don't believe your spirit is creating your chakras, but the body has them attached to it through the body energy. So, but you can tell your command your body to close your crown chakra. So here we go. And also, your spirit does work with these energies too. So it's not as if it's only one, energy doing it. But here we go. We're going to command your body to close your crown chakra. So closing it now, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. There. And I will do it for your spirit. So now we'll command your spirit to close your crown chakra and to see if there's a slight difference there. One, two, three, four, five. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I just had an idea for a sample if you want to do that tonight. I always feel around expo time, which it is now, that we have new people listening. And I know it's now available for people to play this on their own on your YouTube channel, but I was wondering if you do that spirit out and in.
Sure, okay. So this does, it puts your spirit, instead of coming in through maybe your heart or your crown chakra, initially when it comes in or comes to the front of your body, we'll have it come in through your feet, and then it will come out of your body going straight up, we'll say. So here we go, coming out and in, and it's realigning itself with your body. So out and in, 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 out and in. There we go. So you should feel a little different, and very possibly your legs are tingling right now because of the energy flow in them. And that's with your spirit energy. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, this is kind of connected to what we're talking about as well as being paranormal. My body, since 2012, my body has been releasing tremendous amounts of energetic junk in a sort of spiral-like upward motion, and it appears to be exiting out of the top of my head. My emotional system has been feeling lighter over the years, but this upward, spiraling upward energetic release has been continuous since it started. Not one day has it stopped. While it has many wonderful benefits, it also causes a great deal of pressure on my head along with mental fog. And then they go on to ask, is there a particular clearing on your website that you would recommend that could facilitate this? So this constant whirlwind of energy, mental fog, and pressure in the head would stop or come to a finish.
Boy, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say on that one. Boy, what would you
do? Well, certainly the crown chakra that we were just talking about.
Yeah. I'm going past that one. I don't know what else to say besides that. Maybe some of our listeners may have an idea. You know, maybe the mind matrix energy might be involved with that. I don't know. So we'll see what happens here during the show. So back to you.
Okay. Also, your commands, Ron, to command your spirit to be in your body and connect to the mind of your body and be heart-centered. You're right. Our listeners will come up with some more suggestions for this person. I hope they're listening. That sounds very uncomfortable. Okay. Somebody just sent in Ancient Origins. It was a movie on Hulu. What a movie to see. It goes back to how the aliens came here and started a bloodline of the snake type, and how the aliens want you to worship snakes, and how they started language. What a profound movie. Thanks, Ron.
Well, what's the name again on Hulu?
Ancient Alien Origins. I think that's the title. Ancient Alien Origins.
Great.
I'll forward it to you so you'll have it. He put it right in the subject line. Okay, wow, we already have a suggestion from a listener. Alien mind fog removal. Excellent idea, because they did mention feeling mentally foggy, and that's a free clearing. On the upper left-hand side, there's a box marked sample healings. They're actually not samples. That's misnamed. They're thorough, full healings. And the other one, also a free healing, alien head connectors and implant removal. That is brilliant. Thank you so much, listener. And I'll save this and just send it to her in case she's not listening. Okay, another one. Possibly the natal barcode and the magnetic and twisted body clearing. For the person having the energy go through their head, that's a good idea. I don't know exactly what natal barcode, issue it would be, but great. And actually, if the person who sent that email is listening, you can write in again and tell us how you're feeling, and if maybe what Ron did at Spirit Out and In may have helped. Okay, Ron, I'll move on to another question. What are chakras? Are they spiritual?
Good question. Well, they initially were installed, we'll say, put into us by the light to bring light to your energetic, say, physical body. Starting kind of over with that, Initial body was probably more of a light body, more translucent. And then as you picked up maybe more judgments and started to think about things, then that light body turned into a physical, dense body. So with that being stated, now you have all this judgment in you as it became dense. So the chakras were initially there. May not have been using the word chakras, but were there to be like communication throughout your whole body for light language, in a sense. Probably the wrong word, light language, but you could kind of maybe recognize that a little bit. There are people doing light language, which is not the same thing, but just communication of light through your body. And then from there, the aliens took it over because it was so effective to engage everything in your body to bring fourth energy, so they took it over, and that's the way you now have your cellular memory, and the way they can knock on your door and connect with you anywhere in your body, because they're in control of that chakra system. So in a sense, would it be spiritual? Yeah, it could be. Could it be physical? Well, you can take a pendulum over your chakras and watch them move, and so that's still basically in the invisible realm, which you could call spiritual. And being that it's invisible, the body organs are physical, that they could be attaching to, and they could be also around your body organs. So, you know, it's an interesting question, and it could be, yes, stated that many different ways, but the dark side just took it over, and that's how they control you. Initially, it wasn't controlled by anything because it was a way for your own internal communication of light throughout your body. So that's what I would probably initially say. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, and I happen to be running the Crown Chakra Alien Cording Disconnection, which is the full title of it, that we were discussing earlier, and part one of it is clearing the chakras very thoroughly, from the crown to the third eye, and except for the crown, they all include front side and back side, and it's a wonderful healing, and you... What I do is I go through each chakra individually, but then it allows you to keep the checks in the boxes. So once you've done each individually, then you can run all of them at the same time because you've sort of cleared them out initially, but then you can keep it going for all of them. And then, so that's the first seven steps, and then step 8 through 28 are all the different body parts. Feet, hands, face, eyes, ears, nose. I won't keep going. You get the idea. The last one is custom input. That's step 29. So you can do, maybe you pick, let's say, left side you want cleared. Then you can, in the custom input, put the specific thing that you want cleared on your left side. And then part three has the body energy shrink wrap, which is wonderful, and entity removal, spirit retrieval, and spirit integration. Ron, why don't you tell people what body energy shrink wrap is?
Well, what it is like a buffer energy between you and the outside world. And it also takes your body energy and puts it right to your skin. So you're not transmitting or putting out your body energy to your surrounding area. I would venture to say if you were out in the woods, if there are people around, your body energy, you know, could go out 30 feet around you. Just to sample the energies, but when you're around people, if you were to do that, you're going to be taking and connecting to all other stuff. And nobody likes to have extra stuff attached to them, especially once you become aware of having clearings. When you're clearing it out, you don't want to recontaminate yourself, maybe with something even worse than what you got rid of on your own. And now you have to deal with more of it. So you do want to, you know, release energies from you all the time, which is why we have clearings on the website. And you also want to do the body shrink wrap when you're going to be walking amongst people. And if you do it, say good enough, or your body really understands it, then you're going to probably look invisible to people as you're walking down the street, because they won't be able to connect or even see your energy of your body. So that might be a good test for everybody, is just do a shrink wrap, and if you are around people, just see if they don't notice you. So back to you.
Wow, yeah, that's would be pretty powerful, Ron. That's wonderful. So another person sent in a video of it's called Shoppers Flee as Creepy, Shadowy, Human-like figure appears in clouds. This figure appeared in Zambia and lasted 30 minutes. And it's a long, stretched-out body-looking thing. I clicked on it. I usually don't, but I clicked on that one. And what do you make of that, Ron? Was that a true alien thing, like some alien looking down that got caught and seen, or something doing something to that area, sending some kind of negative energy?
Yeah, it's very possible. I was on YouTube the other day, and they were showing, the dam that's having troubles, Orville Dam, we'll say. They're in the news a lot. And they were panning out, and they were showing the, the Sacramento Valley there, where all the water would go if the, floods were to happen. And lo and behold, the guy goes, look it, here's the Eye of Horus here, from Egypt. They're up in an aerial view on Google, MapQuest or something, looking down. And also, lo and behold, around that was the devil with horns in some kind of rock formation. So that was quite interesting. And they were talking about the cities as, Yuba City and different things like that, going all the way back to the Egyptian days as being Egyptian in the gold and stuff, et cetera. So it would be like a copy and paste of Egypt in Sacramento. So anyway, it was somebody who had one of those religious Christian sites, but they were, referencing the Bible and different things on it. So it was kind of interesting. So anyway, back to you.
Right. Okay, here's an interesting another question, Ron. Not really paranormal, but they're asked about intuition. Is that a spirit guide or entities talking to you or guiding you so they should be cleared?
Yeah, I would probably clear them. Like I said earlier, it could be something that's good if something wants to come in to help you when you're, going to be having a difficulty with something or getting hurt. It's just typically best to get rid of these in case they're trying to, influence your life and do things to you, So that's kind of what I would say to do, is just release them. So back to you.
Okay. Now, Ron, I think you that was great, but I think you may have missed the first part of the question was, is intuition entities? So maybe you could describe for us when
okay.
we're heart-centered yeah. and do things, is that intuition or is intuition something different?
I think it'd be something different. It'd be your body energy relating to the past. And so your body is relating to everything from its past history or her story, and these energies then could be bringing forth an intuition or a memory of something going wrong, and you're going to have something happening to where your body might tell you that something is happening, and to be aware of that, and you're seeing it as a warning sign or just something that is a possibility. Remember, history repeats itself, so what you're living now as far as situations, you may have had similar situations, 1,000 years ago. Naturally, it would be a different scene, but it would be maybe a very similar process. So back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. That's very interesting. Okay. Again, on a few shows, someone has a question about healing. A few shows back, someone wrote in about feeling very cleared, very helped by the cloned bodies on cloned planets clearing. And this person would like to do them, but he was a little, surprised when he went into the website. And let me see if I can open this up right now. There are several of them. Ron, and let me just see if I can pull it up quickly and tell you what they are. And the question is, do you recommend one? Okay, here it is. There's cloned bodies living on cloned Earths, as I said, and then there's cloned bodies living on cloned planets, and clone bodies living on cloned Earths. And then it goes into past lifetime clone bodies. So I get it. You know, ideally you'd want to do all of them, but is there one of them or one or two of them that are more important?
That would be a toss-up. It depends on your abduction experiences. Because you will be on cloned Earth for sure. If you have some dreams that look like a strange place, then that would be the cloned planets. But typically, a lot of it's probably going to be Earth-related. So
okay.
I would do those first, you know, and then maybe do the past ones and things, you know, if you wanted to do that. But the main thing is you're probably going to be on cloned Earth, unless your dream state takes you to some, you know, off-world type of planet that you don't relate to whatsoever and you're confused in your dream. But normally, you know, they put you into familiar situations, you know, cars and maybe trees that you know about and maybe riding a bicycle or something, you know, different things that are known to you from your past here. But if it's really strange stuff and you see things flying in the sky that you can't relate to, then that would probably be, you know, a clone planet. So back to you.
Okay, well, yes, that makes a lot of sense. I also have not done those, and that was my how I felt about it, too. I'll start with the Earth-based ones and then see how I feel. I think it's always good to do the healings and sort of let them set for a while and then see how you feel. Okay, so I want to do some announcements before I forget, because the show is going by very fast tonight. A few things are happening. Ron is doing two more expos coming up. One is in New York City, March 17th through 19th. That's really soon. It's called the New Life Expo. They have a website, so you can find out all the details there. It's going to be held in the Hotel New Yorker. And the second one is in, well, near San Francisco in San Mateo. That's April 28th through 30th. That one is called the New Living Expo. Also, you know, they have a website, and you can find out all the things that are going on. And at the expos, Ron sets up a wonderful booth, which doesn't seem to do it justice, a beautiful thing that he puts up. And people can go in there and sit for a 10-minute session all weekend, you know, all throughout the weekend, and you receive direct source energy, and you can request whatever healings you want. And there's one price available to be able to go in all weekend if you're going to be there, and it's really, really a wonderful experience. However, if you can't get to either of those, Ron has an offer, which is that you can send your picture to him through email, and for either $100 if you want to only be in one of the expo booths, or $150 you can go into both, you know, both of the different expos. And that means that you will be receiving healing energy the whole weekend, even though you're not physically there. And that is also a wonderful experience. And lastly, and this is already available, that you can purchase this on the website for $30, Ron is going to do two workshops while he's in New York. That's this most, you know, the next expo that's coming up. So for $30, you will be sent a phone number with a PIN, just like on our healing calls, and you can listen to Ron's workshops. I think this is so wonderful. I'm really looking forward to it, as I cannot go to New York. And that's going to be terrific, Ron. Anything else I'm getting to announce or you want to say about the expos, Ron?
New York is a week away.
Yeah,
so.
Coming really fast.
Yeah, it's coming quick. So anyway, Back to you.
Okay. Okay, somebody wrote to this email asking about their death barcodes. So maybe I should just forward that to you, Ron. That
yeah,
they
that
did five
fine.
Death barcodes, sure. And wonder if they have another. So we'll send that to you, right?
Yeah, you better sell them, get extra ones real quick. So a few people do get them, but normally, if you know, I would check on them maybe once a year, probably, unless you feel that you had a close call or you know you kind of feel like yeah that was must have been one or something.
Okay.
You may not know about it until a month later, but yeah, that's then let me know and I can see if you have one or not.
Okay. Yes, Ron very kindly says that we can ask him how many death barcodes we have so we know how many to clear. And as I said earlier, when you have a question that you want read on the radio show, you send your email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. which Ron does not read, but so if you want to reach Ron, you send it to creationlightship@yahoo.com. Not that we mind forwarding things to him, but just so you know, that's the way to reach Ron. And always
yeah, and if I do get it, I don't read a lot. So anything over three sentences would be too much for me.
Yes, and also it's very helpful to put exactly what it's about in the subject line.
Yeah, and I do get people kind of, you know, maybe newbies ramble on about they had this wrong with them and that wrong with them, and now they have this and that, and they went to this person and that person. I don't really, you know, deal with that energy. I just stop reading it, only because it doesn't do any good to read your stuff. You know, like we say, we have suggested healings, and you must do your emotional whole lifetime, you know, healing in order to start to get some relief. As far as me, you know, telling you which one to do first, that's always the first one. And then you go to the mental and then possibly the fear. It doesn't matter, you know, if you have bronchitis or you have a lung infection or, you know, you have cancer or whatever else. You cannot bypass these initial clearings by doing something else. You know, so if you say, gee, Ron, I want to do the body jump start. Well, did you do your emotional clearing? They go, no. Well, then don't do it. Do those clearings first because you need to start, you know, at the beginning of where your problem started, which would be in your emotional body and probably your mental body. And then you go into fear, you know, or maybe anxiety. So that you need to do those whole lifetime clearings first before you go into anything else if you're choosing to use, you know, the protocol that we set forth. And otherwise, it's not going to be as effective. Because the emotional body is what's causing most of your problems. And if you don't clear that out, then don't, you know, go into other clearings that you think you need because you want to take a shortcut. And there's no shortcuts to healing. You need to hit it right off the bat with those initial clearings. Those four are probably, you know, the main ones that you'd want to have. There's other ones, too, that could come after that, but you want to at least get those underneath your belt. Then you have a different perspective on what's going on. So, I don't, like I said, I don't read a bunch of stuff that people write, especially if you do like two or three paragraphs. I don't even, you know, just a bunch of letters to me. And I choose not to make letters into a word, so I just, you know, go to the next email. So that's what you need to do is do those clearings first off. And that's, and then from there, but then if you do have a physical problem, then get maybe into some of the more bundle clearings, like the body jump start, or maybe you're having you know, financial problems or something, then you can maybe do the prosperity clearing. That may help you out. But, you know, there's other bundles too. But that's how, you know, the protocol is. You need to do those clearings first. So back to you.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ron. My charged light beings just came off my screen, so I'm putting them back up because I like having those there. And yes, I wanted to talk about, we had a couple of questions about bundles, Ron, so I would like to talk about that. And now sounds like a good time since you brought them up. We actually had a question about the mind matrix, so I'll start with that one. And the mind matrix bundle is $200, and it lasts for 1 month. You get in it the orb clearing, the mind matrix barcode removal, the cellular mental clearing, and the alien attack clearing, eliminate alien attacks. And as always, the first three, the eliminate alien attacks is always $30 a month. It's not unlimited, but the first three are. So if you do this clearing, when you're complete with it, as with all the bundles, you can pay an additional $50 and have it for unlimited. So it's really nice. Now, the Prosperity Bundle is amazing. First of all, and that's the only one I'll just mention, there's a Body Jumpstart Special. We have this all written up, and it's also on the BBS chat page. You can click on it there. And there's the Alien Freedom Bundle, which is also wonderful. So I don't want to just get too into every one, but I do want to talk about the Prosperity Bundle. It's $100 for 3 months. It's got the self-empowerment, the psychic billboard, the prosperity empowerment, poverty whole life clearing, seven generation poverty clearing, whole life victim clearing, and the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. That is such, I can't say enough great things about that clearing. It's really wonderful. So if you can't find it or have any trouble on that BBS chat page, you can send me a request after the show tonight, and I'll forward you this on an email. Okay, Ron. Let's see. Maybe we could do a sample. Is there any sample healing that we might all need tonight?
Well, let's see. We could I can take off some energetic cords off your head. Let's do that. So here we go. So one, get it the left side of your head. People who are attaching to it can have you. So one, two, three, four, and five, and right side. One, two, three, four, and five, and front side. One, two, three, four, and five, and back side. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, just see if that feels a little different. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Yes, we'd love to hear from people if you had an experience or felt something while during any of the healings Ron did for us tonight. Okay, this is an interesting one, Ron. A person wrote in that long before they met you, they had a great uncle that really liked them, and they would go visit his grave. And I think what they mean is they probably wouldn't do that now, but they would go there to say a prayer, and they actually used to feel good. It was really something. It was really pleasant, and I always wondered why I would feel something when I went there. I've been to more funerals than weddings in my life. Not that I like to do it, but that was something.
Yeah, it's very possible his emotional body is still there. And maybe it liked you a lot, or it just likes having visitors. So it's making you feel warm and fuzzy. So that's kind of how I would look at that. So back to you.
Yes, clever entity. Someone has a question. If you get a visual of another person, doing something with you, does that mean it's happening on another timeline?
100% correct. Yep, you have a bleed through.
Oh.
And, what's really strong, maybe the other person is having it also. So you could ask them if they had a vision of this happening. Maybe they did.
Wow. Okay. Someone wrote in to tell you very nicely. Hi, Ron. Today was the most beautiful day. Unusually stunning color of blue sky. Happy looking, floaty, wispy, beautiful, beautifully shaped, non-shaped, flat bottom clouds. Thank you for all you do.
Great. Maybe you saw some real clouds, and that's wonderful.
Yes. Oh, okay. Excellent question here. On the deceased emotional loved one clearing, this was discussed before, but please clarify. Are we supposed to do the emotional deceased loved one clearing on ourselves?
Not the emotional one. You could do the spirit one, but you should already have the spirit barcode. Well, maybe you could do the emotional one so that your emotional body leaves and gets out of here. That might be a good idea. That way you're not leaving part of, you know, the energies that you know about here stranded. So could even try it for your last life that you lived. That would be quite interesting to see what happened. And maybe some of you out there know when you lived last. Some of you will have that remembrance. So, boy, that could take away a lot of your stuff you have now. It's coming forward from that lifetime. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. I think this, or you're going to explain to us why this is paranormal. Daylight savings time is Sunday, March 12th. Which is this coming Sunday.
Yeah, so you're going to be rebooted. So keep the day before so you don't fall into the way that they can hold you captive because you're signing a new contract. So by not doing it that day, you probably won't be on that contract, and you're going to be free until they do the next daylight savings time or whatever they're doing, changing the clock, you know? Each time you have a yearly event or, you know, the clock gets changed, that's a brand new timeline. So if you stay on the old timeline, we'll just say that you're not on the CLS timeline, but you get on the old timeline, well, that's going to be kind of dormant because everybody's going to be shifted off to the other one. So by stating that, it may be a lot of people won't be here on that timeline. They'll be on the new timeline as the hour is an hour ahead from where you are now. So, very interesting.
So, yes, unfortunately, a lot of us have devices that are going to change the time for us. And what a lot of listeners do is actually block that off of your computer with some tape so you don't see the time, which is actually a good idea to do all the time, not to be looking at the digital time codes. And
that's good. Yes. So, as you see something, that really imprints it heavily. So if you didn't see the time being that, even though you had the alarm clock set, and you put some tape over or a piece of paper over your clock or something, if you didn't see the time, then you're not imprinted by the time. So you may want to change that, you know, by doing something like that. And still have yourself being on time at work because you'd just be setting your clock differently, but don't see the the hand or the display of the clock, put it that way. And just do your normal routine because your routine is probably, you know, embedded in time. And, you know, it maybe takes you a half an hour to get out of your house, so that half hour is not going to change typically. And just keep doing what you're doing. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that's really good. I have an analog clock on my computer that I found. It's at the upper right, but they still put a digital clock on the bottom right. Like, you can't make that go away. So I have a piece of black tape over it. It's great.
That's cool, yeah.
So I have a testimonial. It has been 2 weeks now since the wonderful Body Blueprint call, where you gave us all the skin treatments. I want to report that two moles have fallen off my upper chest, a very unpleasant place for a woman to have moles. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's cool.
Well, you usually say, you know, tell the light beings or... Oh, and I just wanted to add that, well, first of all, tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, so if you can get on the call tomorrow night at the same time, 8 p.m., BBS Radio Station 2, it's a wonderful opportunity for physical healing right on Creation Light Ship, the place you were created. You'll be bi-located there. So in the beginning, Ron, you said put your hand on something that might be bothering you, and then you said maybe it's your whole body. So I just want to remind people that you can speak out loud and or write things down and just tape it on your body like you're a little kid going to kindergarten with your instructions of what you need done. So if it's your whole body, you know, just tell the light beings. Okay.
Yep, good.
It doesn't look like we have anything else that's paranormal. So let me see what other things we have in here about healings. Thank you again, listeners, who all wrote in with help for the person. Okay. Is there another sample, Ron, that we could do tonight?
We could do one for breathing. So take a couple of deep breaths in and out, and we'll see if we can make you breathe a little better. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels pretty good. So let's see if we have any comments on that.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And just to remind everybody, or in case someone's new, there is a free oxygen clearing also on Ron's website under the sample clearings. I'm still running mine, Ron, from when you had that special call. Is that a good idea to just keep that going for a while?
Yeah, that sounds great. Sure, yes.
Okay, so another testimonial. Over the weekend, on Sunday, during the seven-hour intensive, I was able to utilize the flow of energy while the light beings worked on me to do major physical tasks I had been postponing. I continually asked them to work on my spine and neck. Also, my dragon that you gave us to ride on Saturday night was helping my spinal limitations while we were gently flying in space. It was a most enjoyable healing experience.
Wonderful.
It certainly was. That was a wonderful, I loved being on that dragon. Okay, another one. Regarding the light infusion healing chamber, I have the online light infusion healing chamber clearing, which is a wonderful one. When I have it on round the clock, I seem to need to. Oh, okay. They really feel like. My spirit energy is feeding my body. Is this the same for you? They feel like they don't need to eat. That's what they're, I'm sorry. They feel like they don't need to eat. It's like their spirit energy is feeding their body. And is it the same for you, Ron?
Yes, it is.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it always feels very good that way.
And another question about the Light Infusion Healing Chamber. I had the online healing. So, they have a grandchild, and they want to do her whole life clearing and get the seven generation. Okay, so they're going to get the Light Infusion Healing Chamber for a baby and then get the seven generation Light Infusion Healing Chamber clearing. How would it affect the others who have not done the whole life version but are part of the ancestry bloodline?
Yeah, it will help out somewhat. Like I say, most, 10-20% max, going back to the people that are maybe still living.
Okay. Great. All right. Oh, okay. Someone wrote in about the clearing you just did, Ron. Yes, that feels better. I wasn't able to breathe deeply before, as I would start to cough. It's better now.
Okay.
Okay, somebody, that's a shame. Someone must have written this in about a prior discussion. Use the environmental imbalance timeline crash, or you could use the EMF clearing in your space. The EMF, I believe, is part of the space clearing. So maybe, Ron, you could explain what the environmental imbalance timeline crash can be used for.
Mainly it's for conditions that you're dealing with.
Okay, and I think you've said, too, that is a good one to communicate something that might be happening or a little off in your area to the earth spirits. If you do the environmental timeline crash, the earth spirits get the message, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. It's almost time to go. It's 2 minutes after already, Ron.
It is, yeah. So let's do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. And you can send your photos if you wish, if you want to go in the light chamber, too, for the New Life Expo. That's $100. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So man in your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, dropping them down to your heart. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Anne and the ladies. Bye, everyone.